With the unofficial start to summer beginning this weekend, many folks say they've modified their vacation plans a bit because of gas prices. Bob Mayfield talked with CNN's Alan Chernoff.
This year, with the gas prices, we're going down to Pennsylvania, just a couple hours away.
Closer.
A lot closer. A lot closer. A lot less gas.
Mayfield and his family usually drive to Maine for Memorial Day. Mayfield and his family aren't the only ones hitting the roads today.
We anticipate at least 31 million people are going to be gassing up, packing up their cars, taking the kids now that they're on holiday, and going away to have some fun in the sun.
AAA's Amy Ruiz. Meanwhile, summer travel in the skies will be breaking records, reports CNN's Ed McCarthy.
Planes packed with passengers, less elbow room, and more money to fly. That's the airport situation this year, and along with lots of people, it's the annoyance when the plane lands. Airline expert Terry Tripler says there's the big headache at the carousel.
The baggage situation is not getting easier, and we have to be honest, the airlines have laid off a lot of the hired help, so there probably are going to be a few less people working flights that are hauling baggage to and from the airplanes.
In case that happens, Tripler advises travelers to pack an extra carry-on bag with a change of clothing. Ed McCarthy, CNN.
A new report shows that kids aged 3 to 11 are influencing grown-ups to purchase about $18 billion worth of stuff last year. During the same time period, families spent more than $115 billion caring for those children. And a barometer of inflation shows it was up 0.2% last month, while consumer sentiment dropped in the University of Michigan's index. Commerce Bank chief economist Joel Naroff says there's a lot weighing on consumer confidence.
People's confidence is always affected by political things, and the situation that we have in Iraq and in Washington is all affecting the confidence. That's in spite of the fact that the economy still is moving forward.
Many will be watching to see if the Fed will continue to raise interest rates at its next meeting. With CNN Radio in the marketplace, I'm Michelle.